The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM.
The movement continues.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I guess the question of the day is, can a woman take a man out on the first date and pay for it? 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. I want to know, because with all of these ideas out here of dating and where to go and with who and what, I seen a conversation that was interesting to me because I had pretty much the same reaction as Tony Smith. I don't know if I can let the woman pay for the first date. Not the first date. I don't know if I can do the first date. Now, if we vibing and we been around each other for a while, then I don't mind that. Because then we're both going back and forth, you know, probably taking on certain things, depending on what's going on. Maybe she may have to, you know, pay, you know, for the date or, you know, but should a woman pay for the first date? Is it acceptable? I need to hear from the women. 833-212-1017. Women. All the women that's independent. I don't know. Would you take a man out on the first date? Or do you want him to show the interest in you and take you out on the first date? This is the first date. Where y'all negotiating and conversating about y'all future together. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Is it okay for a woman to pay for the first date? I'll say this, Truth Nation. I would feel awkward. I would feel so awkward if that happened. It's the first date, and this is where you're establishing who wearing the pants, DJ Brother Z. This is the first, we trying to conversate, and I'm trying to let you know that, you know, who's the male and the female, and I think that when I think about it, it kind of makes men feel uncomfortable when you talk about the first date. Now, some, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I think that my masculinity wouldn't let it happen. Like, I'm supposed to take you out. I'm supposed to talk to you. We're supposed to have a great conversation. I'm supposed to pay. But some people felt like, hey, if she got it like that, let her go ahead and go, you know, pay for the meal. It would. My soul wouldn't take it. I would have to go repent, you know, and ask God for forgiveness if I was the one that, for the first day, I'm talking about like y'all talking to each other, y'all liking y'all for the go on the date, and then she got to pull out her credit card on the first date? I don't know. 833-212-1017. Talk to text 833-212-1017. Also, we have something going on to where we got an update on a missing person that we've been talking about on this show for a couple years. And we always thought that Javion Buford, we always thought that something bad happened to him. And I'll say this. We have found that a family member has came forward and said that they've recently got the news that Javion, his remains was located. We had his father, Mensa, on the show. We actually flyered. It was over by Martin Luther King and Burleigh, the area where he last was seen. We have now gotten a report from a family member that Javion is no longer with us, and there was remains found. And I got so many questions in my mind, DJ Brother Z. Where was the remains found? Is there an investigation on who did it? We always knew that it was a foul play. That missing was one of those foul play missing people. But the cousin, Marquita Wilson, posted, last week I posted my cousin Javion Buford went missing in 2021. Yesterday we were notified that his remains have been found and he is no longer with us. She goes on to say, please keep my uncle Mensa Borman lifted in prayer as his siblings and the rest of the family are affected by this. This is a hard pill to swallow for us all. Rest peacefully, cousin. I know that you're surrounded by grandma, granddad, Uncle HL, TT, Cynthia, and my mom, Michelle. Well, once again, we got some, this is not the outcome that we expected. We kind of knew something was foul, but I always thought that we would get the people or whoever had harmed him in some kind of way, because it didn't make no sense. The bank account, he never touched his bank account. Usually that's a sign that some foul play took place. The last person that seen him, according to what we know, was his mother around Christmas in 2021. It's a lot going on with that, DJ Brother Z. That's why I say my condolences to the family. Once again, we got reports that Javion Buford, his remains were located. I don't have a lot of detail right now. I'm trying to get his father, after his father can cope with the news, hopefully he can come on and give us an update. Hopefully there's some type of criminal investigation into the situation. And this situation was funny from the jump. It was funny from the jump. We went through Martin Luther King and Burleigh, knocked on doors, handed out flyers. So much have happened. We got family members coming on the show, friends that search for him came on the show. And once again, we got the end result when it comes to Javion Buford. This is something that when I heard this story from the family, from a post on social media, it just made my heart. It just hurt my heart, because somebody have to be held accountable for this. Somebody has to be brought into justice for this situation, and we'll continue to do what we can to try to. Now, I guess we have to find justice for this family, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to locate and find out who was responsible. Once again, send our prayers for the family. When we come back from break, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The Bad King Walker.
Hey, I never let them see me sweat. I take that back, I never sweat, cause that just ain't me. I'm Mr. Glock, I shoot twos and threes. What the f*** you mean? Yeah, I get guap, yeah, I get cream. This money ain't a thing. Yellow tape the scene, they pop them like a bean. Yellow diamonds, cheddar cheese, they hate and
let them be. 101, the truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. Look, we got to talk about this story, Truth Nation. We got to have this discussion. NPS parents seek answers after hundreds of students tested for lead at clinic. More than 250 NPS students were screened for lead at a clinic held by Milwaukee Public Schools and the Milwaukee Health Department on Saturday. This is something that we've been talking about on the Tory Lowe Show since the Tory Lowe Show started. And I've been saying that the lead poisoning out here in these schools and these daycares and these homes have not properly been addressed. And that is something that's affecting some of the youth as well. And a lot of y'all want to say, oh, it ain't bothering us. We drunk the water out of the faucet and things like that. Well, that's what they were saying on the north side. But when it started happening in other communities, look at the outrage. I'm talking about one or two children in other communities, and they ready to shut it down, DJ Brother Z. But I get people that call in on the show, on the Tory Lowe Show, and try to look the other way. I heard it. I got audio of y'all calling in talking about, oh, it ain't no big deal. But then it happened at Golden Meier and the school on the south side, and now they trying to shut it down. Like, and these was a few kids, and now they trying to run through everything. They got the right amount of energy instead of that fake outrage that I be hearing on the line sometimes. You know what I mean? But we got an article from TMJ4. The parents want to know. These parents want to know what's happening in. We got video. If you're watching this, we broadcast live on YouTube. Let's listen.
An issue for schools around the city.
Guy Temple's daughter goes to Fernwood Montessori, part of MPS, in Bayview.
We got the email at like 8 o'clock on Thursday night.
That email saying the school is one of three temporarily closing Monday after the Milwaukee Health Department identified significant lead hazards.
I think a lot of folks were really surprised with the suddenness of it.
That news bringing more parents like Jeff McAvoy to a community meeting Saturday to learn more.
I haven't heard anything about my son's school specifically, but I'm concerned about what's going on across the district.
In response to those recent lead hazards, the district on Saturday held a lead screening clinic.
My daughter was at the clinic there this morning getting tested along with a friend.
Guy's daughter is one of more than 250 kids who were tested for lead. It's also where MPS's new superintendent weighed in on her first day in the role.
We will be paying attention to this and making it a top priority.
Parents hope the new leader can help them answer questions.
What do we need to know to keep our kids safe?
How this issue has been handled over the years, who are the responsible agencies involved, and really the biggest question I have is what's the long-term picture for this?
As city and school leaders try to find answers, parents want to be included in the process.
The interest is in transparency.
For those who weren't able to attend Saturday's clinic, there are more scheduled, and you can scan this QR code right here on your screen for a full list. In the meantime, the Milwaukee Health Department tells us they are analyzing Saturday's results and will share more on the total blood lead level findings sometime next week. Reporting in.
Okay, so like I said, this is something that we got to pay attention to because we've been talking about the lead poisoning on the north side in the north side schools, even at North Division. A couple years back, around 2017, 2018, they walked out of the school because they wanted clean water. You know, I have these videos on my social media, but now children that look like my counterparts, you know, they out here having meetings and they want answers. They're screening these kids. I wonder, I've never seen anything happen like this on the north side at North Division. They should hold one right at North Division High School for the kids in the community to come and get tested. But see, this is the thing. Look, you know, we've we've started to accept mediocre in our community. We have started to accept it. Like, this is the way it is. Ain't nothing we could do about it. But then you look at our counterparts and people in the other communities, they not standing for this. They going to stand on business. And they going to come and ask questions, and they going to try to figure out what's happening in. And then on the north side, I've been trying to hold meetings. I used to hold meetings at churches. I've been holding meetings at churches. Like, I had to salute to the House of Prayer. Trying to tell our community to get their kids tested for the longest. Not really, a city girl said, for as long as I've been listening to the truth, Tory has been talking about this, and now look at what's coming afloat, shaking my head. Okay. But I've been trying to spread the message by gathering, if I'm talking about it on the show, and then there's folks calling in. This is how you know. This is how you know people is... I ain't gonna even say what I'm gonna say. Let me stay on the more positive frequency right now, because I don't want to say I told you so. I don't want to say I told you, because the people that on the other side of town, they not having this. They demand answers, and they want people to come and be held accountable and be transparent, or they not gonna exist. They don't exist on their side of town. You here to be transparent and tell us what's going on. And they had a few situations that came out in the public with the lead, and they was outraged every time, and they was holding folks accountable for it. I'm out here with a couple other organizations. We trying to tell everybody, get your kids tested for lead. A lot of these kids out here that's acting crazy, check them for lead. Go check them. Now our counterparts checking all their kids to see what the damage is. 250 kids got screened. I wonder how many black families was in there. I wonder how many black families knew about this. I'm just saying. A salute to my counterparts for standing on business. And the superintendent came out over to where they was at because they know what that's about. They know what that's about. They want immediate action. But on our side of town, on the north side of town, where I mean that North Division at? Where? Where is the meeting in 53206? Y'all talking about these kids and that they acting out. Maybe it's because they lead poison. And when I said this a long time ago, people didn't want to listen to it. They all, Tory, no, they just want to act bad. It's this and that. Who go to school? All right, let me tell you this. When I started out in kindergarten, I wanted to be an astronaut. Y'all know the story how the teacher tried to bring it down to a service man. I ain't finna go there. But I want, who goes to school on the first day and say, I want to go to jail, I want to be a dropout, I want to be somebody that, you know, lives a low quality of life? Who? Nobody I know, not when they first start out. All of a sudden they get to high school and they got a whole different behavior pattern. You telling me all these kids don't want to learn, all these kids acting out. Have you ever thought it may be a chemical imbalance going on? Have you ever thought that your kid probably need to be tested for something? I know they took them in there and they do the ADHD and they do the, you know, autism and all of that, but do they? It ain't even hardly any information to try to see how to get your kids to the lead poisoning place unless you're thinking about it, unless a situation take place. All y'all need, if y'all kids go to NPS, everybody under the sound of my voice need to take their kids somewhere and see if they got high lead levels. Let's start right there. Like, since, you know, my counterparts is doing it. Over the weekend, over on a Saturday. 250 kids. They try. They know what I'm telling y'all. It's true. So it ain't even, look, I ain't even comparing it. I ain't going to even compare the action because they did the right action. They did the right action. And salute to those parents. Salute. But I ain't seeing the same motion on my side of town. And it's been going on for years. I've been talking about this for years. Trying to find spots. I couldn't even get nobody to give me a huge spot. I had to go and go to the churches, a house of prayer. I'm trying to find places to hold meetings. The leadership whispering about it. They not holding no meetings. I ain't seen it. I think Tom Barrett tried to give out some filters one time. Tried to give out some filters. Like, and the filters was raggedy because I had got one and I didn't even last long. It was just to quiet people down. And these people know what lead does to young people. They know. They not trying to get ahead of it and they slow. I had to raise a lot of fuss. Me and other people that didn't want the lead laterals in their homes, other organizations that joined in that tried to bring awareness, and many times it fell on deaf ears because folks was not, you know, even on the north side, we got a lot of things we got to worry about, but if the water was coming out or it was obvious, I think that there would be a more outrage, but since it's not obvious and the water ain't brown, And things, you can't see it until you get a test. It's working on the inside. But we do know for a fact that there was a situation with the health department where they fudged the numbers from the WIC place that was doing the lead poison test. We do know that there was an issue with that, with those testings, and nobody went to jail for it. And they tried to get the old health department, the black dude, they made him the scapegoat. I still ain't seen them go to trial. They probably dropped it. I don't know. It was just a big fuss. Everybody was pointing the finger, and nobody was gathering the community together to tell what was really going on and how to prevent it. This is what was going on. Daycares. Houses. Schools. So if the kid, if they getting the water from the tap at the daycare and it's coming through a lead lateral, all of a sudden these kids in school, and they drinking from the fountain and it's got some lead in it. They said ain't no right amount of lead for human consumption. Ain't no right amount. That's all I'm saying. So where the outrage on our side of town for the quiet, how quiet it's been about this situation? Now that it didn't happen to some children that may not look like my children, it's an outrage. They want to know. And God bless them. Because they should. And they doing the right thing. DJ Brother Z, I can't count how many times I didn't over the years, over the last over 4 years talking about this.
Damn.
I got to go to break. You know what? Before I say something, boy, I'm going to have to give me an after show podcast and just straight. I can't say it. All I'm gonna say is get your kids tested. If your kids go to public schools and you ain't sending no water with them and they drinking and they, how are they getting their water from? It's not the water, it's the lead laterals. It's the, and they say it's paint. And many times it could be both. But get your kid tested for lead today.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
One-on-one, seven the truth, Tory Lowe show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. We got another story that I want to talk about. This is right here in Milwaukee, once again, NPS schools. This is at Cristo Rey High School in Milwaukee. A former security manager hid cameras in the girls' locker room, and the family needs answers. That the families that are affected needs answers. I guess they had a meeting with the families in the gymnasium, and people are upset. Once again, a former security person from the school, Cristo Rey High School in Milwaukee, they are seeking answers right now for a camera that was allegedly found in the girls' locker room. We have some audio, some video from the family. If you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media, let's listen.
A chaotic school board meeting ended in a student walkout at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in Milwaukee.
Families are pushing for answers after charges were filed against a former employee. Abril Preciado is here with the apology from the school president.
Parents say their main frustration is the school's communication. For several days, Fox 6 has been asking for interviews. Today, the school president went on camera. This was the scene Friday morning at Cristo Rey Jesuit High School's board meeting.
It makes us sad, it makes us angry, the fact that they're minimizing this situation.
They only hurt our concerns. They never tried to answer our questions.
The meeting ended in an early dismissal for students. Many were already walking out and getting picked up by their parents just before noon.
It hurts just how they just like broke our trust like that.
This comes days after former security coordinator Fernando Bustos was charged with invasion of privacy. He is accused of hiding cameras inside the girls' locker room.
We don't want to know those things. We want to know clarification.
Parents say they're upset. They only learned what happened this week after Bustos was charged. That's nearly 2 weeks after the school called police about the hidden cameras. And nearly 1 year after prosecutors say Bustos started recording.
This is a tremendously difficult time for our community.
School President Andrew Stith says they were trying to balance informing families and preserving the investigation.
We're doing our best to keep our parents informed in the midst of an active criminal investigation. And we're working with police. We're working, you know, as best we can with all of the folks that are involved in this issue.
Stith said no red flags popped up in Bustos' hiring, and the school followed all state and local requirements.
Will students or parents get an apology from the school?
We are very sorry that this has all happened, right? We are very sorry that this has happened. Our hearts are broken. And I want to express that. I expressed that this morning. We were going to make changes to ensure that it doesn't again.
Hey.
And the school promises families regular updates and changes, and they will make sure this doesn't happen again.
Oh,
we
wow.
have details of those changes.
Hey, look, all right, so, you know, all right, so here we go. And the transparency is where we at with a lot of this, because sometimes when something happens, we just want to know, we just want answers to our questions. And when they don't answer the questions, this is when you get the outrage. This is when, because I want to know if my daughter on the video. I want to know who's what's going on. Was it? Can we figure out what did he do with it or what's going on? Not really a city girl in the chat says, has this investigation been going on for a year? I don't know. Like what I'm saying is when parents are talking and they're trying to, you know, and you're trying to use a PR stunt, that ain't the time to use the PR stunt. You know what I mean? We want answers. We trusted our children to be here in a safe environment. Once again, another story affecting the children in a negative way and the failure of the leadership to actually give accurate or transparent information. This is all I'm saying. With the lead poisoning, with the cameras, with the money, we're filling out the paperwork. Every other day, every other week is something going on with NPS. And now we got a superintendent that's here. I guess they trying to push the clean slate idea. I heard she getting what, 400? 400,000? Somebody asked me, Tori, what would you want to ask the superintendent, the new superintendent? I said it's simple. It's simple. This ain't even rocket science. I want to know, is she coming in to manage NPS or to regroup, rethink, and reshape NPS? And this is how you know. If she comes in the office and don't bring new people in and replace old ideas, she's managing because she got the same people. She's just a different face. She's just a manager. She haven't tried to bring her people in. I'm going to gut this out. I'm going to bring my own people in. I'm going to pull a fair Eastside like Joe Clark. You know what I mean? And what he said, they used to call me Joe Clark. Now they call me Batman. You know, if he coming in, changing, rearranging, and shaking things up. If she ain't going to come in and change and rearrange and shake things up, she there to manage. They not going to do nothing. She not going to do nothing different. She just going to get a bigger bag to keep the same stuff going. She's going to show up smiling. And you, how you going to win with the same coaches that was losing in the first place? What Lauryn Hill say, how you going to win when you ain't right within? NPS ain't right within. How you going to win? How the kids going to win? If you're not coming in gutting out, placing some real people that can make some changes or some, you know, get your people in there, how you going to come in, just change one idea and keep the rest of the people the same? That means the nature and the attitude is going to be the same. That's all I'm saying. That's how I know people ain't going to do nothing. How you going to do something with the same people that wasn't doing nothing? Most people who really make change, they clear it all out. They clear the whole thing out. We finna start fresh. We finna start from scratch. We finna work our way up. We got Brother Love on the lines. Brother Love, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Hello.
How you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, Terry, man. Such a pleasure for you having me on, my brother. First of all, I want to start off my brother and be like, I don't want to argue, brother. I'm peaceful, and I want to be cool, man. I respect your platform, and I just want to respect your platform and show love. That's it, and support. There you go.
Thank you, Brother Love. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, brother. And I wanted to add.
You
want to
answer the question of the day?
What was the question of the day again?
Is a woman able to take a man out and pay for the first date?
So you know what? Yeah, man, that's what the problem is. A lot of young men, you know, that's why a lot of this youth violence and intimate partner violence, a lot of these young guys haven't had a chance, 14, 15 year olds, to have a real woman.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't had, I'm 14, 15, I ain't had sex yet, but you know what I'm saying? Little trigger, little stepper, he ready to crash out, but you know what I'm saying? He didn't even have sex with a woman yet.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what I think every young man needs a chance to have a real woman, to have some experience in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, before he say, hey, let's just end it all.
So if a woman takes you out, if it's the first date, should she mm-hmm. be able to pay or do the man pay?
I tell you like this, Tori, and that's the problem with black women right now. They try to all ask you about your relationship. What was your last relationship? No, don't compare yourself to my last ex, because she was a real woman. She showed me love in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? When I ain't have no car, I'm walking, I ain't had nothing. Next thing you know, I got her car. I got the apartment. Because when I'm in a relationship, I don't care if you got your own car, own money. When I'm in there, all that's mine. I'm running everything. Because I'm giving my all. You know what I'm saying? You have to be responsible for a woman, because I ain't never been in a relationship where a woman had a problem. I'm responsible for everything. You protected everything. So, yeah.
Okay.
So women be acting like that, but they don't know how real that woman was in the beginning of the relationship. A woman can be real. So, you know what I mean? I'll give you a little story, Tori, and I'm done. That's how I met my real woman in a relationship. She had all the education. She had all the money. I didn't have that, but I was just real. You know what I'm saying? I was just me. So she had all that. So I didn't have to spend no money. She did everything. And I tell you like this, Tori, and I'm done. If a woman don't give me sex and money in the beginning, I'm done. I'm not building no relationship.
What? Okay.
Yes. That's her. Every woman is different, Tori. This is not for every woman.
Right.
Every woman is different.
Everybody has different.
A real woman, Tori. It's a man. It's a lot of real women out there, and a real woman going to, if you real with her, and that's the thing that I hate now about relationships. Women ain't real like they used to be. I always depended on that dynamic of a woman to be real in the relationship. And then that way I can be my authentic self. But now they're not like that. So I can be anything in the beginning. So that's why now you see that's why I reference the intimate part of the violence. Now you get a young man going through a hard time in a relationship. He said, oh, you got to go. Peon, push on. But see, he receives that and say, okay, oh, really, you're going to do me like that? I got four kids. You're going to do me like that? And I'm going through a hard time. Okay, I'm going to catch you at this stoplight. And I'm gonna let four off through your windshield.
Hold on.
And then in the end, we gonna see who wins.
Wait a minute, hey.
See, hey. And it's crazy.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that was different.
You see what I'm saying?
We ain't promoting no domestic now. We ain't doing
no,
that.
No.
But you said that that's what
men
they think.
Men perceive disrespect. If he can't be authentic, he can't be respectful. He can't take care of his kids. He gonna just say, "Hey, Corey, if you're at home with your wife and your woman, and she come home and say, hey, man, you know what? You just go, get out now, take your stuff. I don't care. Just go.'"
So you saying that's
triggering? And you ain't seeing your kids. He's just triggering, and men don't know how to deal with it. I dealt with it through, and you know, mental illness is a part of it too. I dealt with it through, you know what I'm saying? Just having a lot of sick sisters and real sisters and showing me love and women showing me love, stuff like that. I dealt with it through, you know what I'm saying, making myself a better person, but that's just me. Every brother don't deal with it the same. That's why I respect every young, if I can speak to every young stepper, whatever they call themselves right now, young brother, stepper, whatever they call themselves, man, I just pray that they get everything that they need, desire, intend, and all they expected. I just pray that they get everything that God has for them. And when they go through something in a relationship, have a little patience with the female. Mm-hmm. Have a little patience with the woman, and maybe things will change.
All right. All right, Brother Love. Hey, it sounded like it was a little part in there that didn't have no love in there. But like I said, you know, this is, you know, salute to having a black talk radio station. But I'll say this. A lot of men, when it comes to the, you know, and I'm talking about the first date, paying on the first date, when we first get together, I think that as the relationship goes on, people do what they got to do. You know what I mean? People do what they got to do. Sylvia in the chat says, I don't mind taking a gentleman out on the first day. I mean, what's wrong with that? She goes on to say, I'm not saying every day that we go out, but the first date is not a big deal because if you like it and I like it and we'll date and we'll go out again, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on that first date, DJ Brother Z. 833-212-1017, talk to text. Question of the day, should a woman, could a woman approach a man and say, hey, I'm paying. I want to go out with you. I want to have a good time. I'm paying for the first date. Hey, if you have done it, hit me on the lines, 833-212-1017. Look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
What's up, man?
Can you please, baby?
I said, baby, can you please shake it for me? I've been geeked up in the since 11, it's past 3. Can you get up off my, that's a seat for the fees. I just took one hit, cocked it back, now let it breathe. Let it breathe.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup, is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to help keep our city beautiful. The Tory Lowe Cleanup, Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. All right, so, hey, look, I can't wait to see y'all out April 12th. It's going to be powerful. And if y'all want the lunch by Cousin Subs, you got to register because we got to know how many people we got to have food for. So you got to register. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com and register today. Hey, it's a lot of people saying they was organizing their peoples to come out for the cleanup. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful, Truth Nation. It's early in the year. Let's get out here and make a difference in neighborhoods. And I appreciate Truth Nation, everybody that's going to come out in advance. We got a lot of work to do, but we here for it. We here for it. Also, everybody heard about the shooting that took place. Once again, a woman has lost her life. A mother in the city has lost her life. And, you know, I seen a post and I shared it on my page. And this was sad. This was sad because this is the truth. And I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to read it exactly as it was posted. I'm not going, you know. And a lot of people agreed with this post. The post said, white clubs be free and fun. Black clubs be $40 and you might die. This is what they're saying now. And this post got over 10,000 shares with people kind of agreeing that when you go to clubs in urban areas, you pay high fees and something might happen that may cause you injury. Well, we got some video as we broadcast live on YouTube about what took place over the weekend. Let's listen.
Well, four double shootings in Milwaukee this weekend, two of them early this morning. Milwaukee police say a 40-year-old and 35-year-old were wounded near 76 in Silver Spring, and a 33-year-old woman was killed in a double shooting near 107th in Granville. We have confirmed through friends and loved ones the victim is Bernicia Butcher. Her Facebook page says she was a mother of four. A 30-year-old was shot at the same time at that scene, survived. Police have not made any arrests this weekend. We turn to another double shooting from this weekend, this one happening on Saturday, all within an hour of each other. A 16 and 19-year-old wounded near 44th and 23 and 32-year-old were shot near Fond du Lac and Baldwin. All four of those victims did survive.
All right, so all I'm saying is, once again, the same old story. You know, we got to get ahead of this. I'll tell you this, you know, I'm so exhausted with trying to get ahead of a lot of this and trying to do preventative ideas and trying to get everybody in the same mind frame to say, hey, look, we all got to pitch in to try to bring this together. And many times we can't control somebody's emotions or how they're going to respond. But I think that many times we got to make sure that we protect what we do have, the places we do go. A lot of times when we talk about grand opening on the north side, shortly after that is grand closing, because situations like this, people lose their life. Now you got to confront these establishments, and we're working to get some of these families from this incident on the Tory Lowe Show because we want to make sure that we take the proper action. Was there enough security? Was there things in place that could have actually kind of resolved this to where somebody didn't have to lose their life? We always ask these questions when there's a shooting, especially in the club. And many times when we talk about the management ideas and the security ideas, it could go a lot of different ways. But I think that there's a lot of people right now that want to see that club that this happened at, they want to see it shut down. And I seen a lot of people posting. I was tagged in a lot of posts. And here we go again. We got to take action. Condolences to the families, everybody that was affected by these shootings over the weekend. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.